Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Coppola, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with David Rev Ciancio, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about the four parts of customer acquisition. Rev, four seems like a lot.
Well, listen, you know, I have my own podcast and I interview CMOs and VPs of very large multi-unit brands. And I ask them, how do you market? Because I want to learn. And I'm telling you, on every episode I've ever done, I get the exact same four answers when it comes to digital marketing from every single person. Every single person I've ever interviewed in my podcast tells me one of four things. Okay. Number one, and these are in no order. Number one is local search. What happens when somebody's craving hot wings? They go to Google or Yelp and best hot wings near me, right? So you got to make sure you're capturing your guests when they go to local search. Number two is third party, Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Deliveroo, whatever the one is in your town. It's not the greatest way to acquire guests, but it is absolutely a way to acquire guests. The key is that you want to have a system of conversion. So they order Grubhub once, they order from you on all the other times. So that's number two. Number three is word of mouth. And what does word of mouth look like in 2022 and beyond? It's getting your guests to share on their social media and then you interacting with that social media. And it's getting your guests to leave reviews, again, without incentivizing them, but to like kind of lead the path to be able to leave more reviews. And so you got local search, you got third party, you got word of mouth. And the last one, and this is no kidding, every person I've ever interviewed on the show ever, and I asked them, what is the number one way in which you attract new guests to your restaurant? They all have the same answer, and that is Facebook and Instagram advertising. It's an incredibly powerful way to reach a local audience who's going to be interested in either your service or your food.
So I want to get super actionable on each one of these, but I want to start with social media advertising because I've seen it done really well and I've seen it done really poorly. And I know that both of those individual companies are paying the same amount to put out content. Can you walk me through what a successful social media ad looks like?
So a successful social media ad, which by the way, is very difficult to say, it's something about Shelly and her seashells, targets a local audience that lives or works within a certain radius around your restaurant. And typically, you want to align that to like whatever your delivery zone is. So if your delivery zone is 3 miles, that's the right sort of advertising to think about. If you're in an urban area, obviously like New York City or Chicago, 3 miles is vast. So you want to get down to a mile. But a successful social media ad is highly targeted. Right. So you can run an awareness campaign, find lots of people near me. You can run a click campaign, find people that we know are going to click to order. You could run a conversion campaign. Like there's a number of campaigns, but the successful ones are highly targeted. They're hyper local. They have great copy and they get somebody to take an action.
What is the action that you've seen the highest conversion on? Is it going to people's websites?
So I typically recommend most restaurants be running two types of ads 24/7. Okay, you want to run an awareness ad. And what an awareness ad does is it finds people that live or work near your location that might like what you do, right? I call them cheap and cheerful. They don't cost much and you can reach a whole bunch of people with them. And the other ad, again, I would run two types of ad at the same time. I run awareness and the other is I would run for clicks. How do I get people to place an order right now? And so I tell most restaurants that you should be running at least two campaigns at the same time. For awareness, that's going to be cheap and cheerful, reach as many people around you as possible, get lots of impressions, right? And then run a click campaign. Because most people who are on social media are used to seeing what you ate for lunch. So a picture of a pizza interrupting their feed isn't really much of an interruption. And they're used to clicking on it to go see what they want to know more about the restaurant, optimize for that click.
And what about local search? What can people do to capture more attention through local search?
So capturing attention on local search is way easier than people think it is. So the way that search works, whether it's Apple Maps or Google or Yelp or TripAdvisor or Bing, is kind of all the same. When somebody goes to one of those sites and says, best hot wings near me, right? They've kind of given a signal of exactly what they're looking for. Best means higher rated than 4.0. Hot wings is the thing they want. And near me told them where the search is. You could also say, best acai bowl Tuscaloosa. But the way that Google or Bing or Yelp or Yahoo knows how to answer that question is by the restaurant going and actually making sure that that information is correct in all of those directories. And it's not just one. You can't just update Google or you can't just update Yelp. You have to update all of the places where your information lives. And when you do that, when your information is correct everywhere and it's up to date and you're doing it monthly, you will see higher search results as more and more clicks start to come through. And so that's a really easy way to affect local searches. Make sure your information is accurate in all the places where your guests can find you.
What about third party? How do we get more attention on those platforms?
So third party is a bit of a beast. It is a pay-to-play platform. Man, me with all the tongue twisters.
I mean, really?
If you want to get higher, more attention on Grubhub and Uber Eats, you got to pay for it. Either you pay the high commission or you participate in some of their advertising campaigns, and it is pay to play. And another way that you get higher ranking on, you know, come up first on third and first party is get more reviews. So when somebody says burger in Grubhub, one of the ways that Grubhub decides what to put at the top of that search is the ones that their customers like. So if you're getting more orders and you're getting more reviews, you get higher results on the third party.
And then word of mouth. How do you get people to talk about you on social media?
So there's a number of ways to get your guests to talk about you on social media. For sure, you can go build like the selfie corner in your restaurant, you know, the very pretty picture or the cool display that everybody wants to take a photo in. You can do that. That's not my style, but if it's your style, it is. And if you have that, you can have your servers or people in your restaurant be like, hey, do you want me to take a picture of you in front of this selfie thing? So you can encourage it. But also, you don't have to have the selfie wall to have your servers or your employees walk over and go, do you want me to take a picture of you eating? If you see a guest with their phone in their hand, go over and take the picture of them. And then be like, hey, if you share that to social media, we will comment and like on it. So actually helping the guests to get the photos one way. And another way, and this is actually even easier, when you see that your guests are sharing social media content about your restaurant, go like it, go comment on it, and go share it. Because when you do that, you will encourage the behavior with other guests.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a 1-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.